passion, eyes of May.
Eyes of May.
Oh, but am I ever gonna see my wedding day?
Wedding day.
I was on your side, Bill, when you were losing. I'd never scheme or lie, Bill.
Hi, this is Jimmy Webb, and you're listening to one of the most eclectic mixes of music I've ever heard on the radio. Anything Goes with Lee Savory.
Yeah, The Fifth Dimension with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. And they are the original Fifth Dimension stars and later a Grammy-winning duo. They've enjoyed tremendous success through the years as recording artists, performers, actors, and authors. They've received seven Grammy Awards, numerous gold and platinum records, induction into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and enjoyed starring roles on television and stage as lead vocalists of the Fifth Dimension in the 60s and 70s. McCoo and Davis recorded such classics as Up, Up and Away, written by Mr. Jimmy Webb, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, Wedding Bell Blues, which of course we just heard, One Less Bell to Answer, which we heard a little bit earlier in the program, and Stone Soul Picnic, Last Night I Didn't Get to Sleep at All, and other chart toppers. And more than a decade with the Fifth Dimension, they decided to leave the group and establish themselves as a duo, and had immediate success with the number one single, You Don't Have to Be a Star, Baby, to Be in My Show, which earned them a Grammy for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Now married for 45 years, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. have written a book, and there's all kinds of cool stuff up with them. So we're going to find that out, because we are very fortunate to welcome Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. to Anything Goes this morning. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for waking up. You guys are on the West Coast, right?
We're on L.A. time, but we're trying to get the frogs out of our throats.
I understand. It's not too bad, though. You know, better than the old 4 a.m. call, I guess, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes, don't believe it. Yeah.
So you guys are going to be performing at the South Orange Performing Arts Center on Thursday, December 18th with your Solid Gold Christmas show. And we're glad to have you here in Jersey. I just want to let everybody know that that's happening, and they can contact SOPAC at SOPACnow.org or 973-313-2787. The song we just heard, an iconic song, of course, voiced by you, Marilyn, was the Bill, I Love You So, I Always Do, I Always Will. Was that part of the lyric, or you added that? You added the name of your love?
Actually, you know, the song was written by Laura Nyro, and she wrote it for a bill in her life.
She did?
She really did.
Huh.
And our producer, Bones Howe, when he heard the song, and we were looking for songs, we were working on our Aquarius album at the time, and he thought it would be such a lark for Billy and me, because we were going together. And we thought, why not? It's kind of a cute idea.
Well, it sure works.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It worked a whole lot, but more than we thought. We thought it was going to be an album cut. We had no idea it was going to end up being a single.
Oh, isn't that something? You never really do you?
No, you really don't.
You never really know what's going to hit out there. You know, you just throw it out there, and the album, and then everything comes off.
Yeah, I think that sort of works that way. I think there are certain producers that think they know the single, and then maybe sometimes they're right, but a lot of times they're not. Uh-oh,
you
we're having
ultimately
some...
Ultimately, it's the listening audience that lets us know what the singles are.
Right. Well, you guys have had an awful lot of hit singles, so let's talk a little bit about that journey that you took with the Fifth Dimension before you went out on your own. How did you all get together, put the group together? Tell us a little bit about the beginnings of the Fifth Dimension.
Well, actually, Lise, I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for a recording deal with a record company, and I wanted to go to Detroit to Motown at that time because that was the biggest thing happening for...
Oh, sure.
For color, for blacks, you know. And... but I didn't want to stand in the back of the line because I was already at the back of the line in St. Louis. So I decided I would come to Los Angeles and try to get in through the West Coast because a friend of mine knew the president of Motown Records on the West Coast. So I came that route and ended up meeting Marilyn when I came out. And a friend that knew the president was... ended up in the Fifth Dimension was Lamont McLemore.
That's interesting. So that's how you guys met.
That's right. Well, that's how Billy and I met. Now, Lamont McLemore and I had been in a singing group and a jazz group.
Really?
Before the Fifth Dimension started.
Uh-huh.
And we had gone out on the road with Ray Charles, and Ray Charles had been the manager of that group. And we went out on the road with Ray Charles, and that was my first road experience, and we were out for like 3 months, and after the group came back, I had dropped out of school to go out on that tour, and when I got back home, I said, well, that was a really great experience, but boy, oh boy, it's tough out there. I better go back and finish up. You know, I only had like 27 units left before I was going to graduate from UCLA,
okay.
And I said, well, this is crazy. I've got to go back and finish. And anyway, the group broke up when we got back home. I went back to school. As I was finishing up my 27 units, that's when Billy came out to Los Angeles looking for his recording contract. And so I met him. I had heard about this crazy guy named Junebug from St. Louis because Lamont and he knew each other from way back.
Uh-huh. I had a reputation of being being a very nice guy.
No, you had a reputation of being
a
nut.
Wait a minute.
Now, we need to get this straight here. You can tell these guys have been married for 45 years. So Junebug, Junebug doesn't tell me, were you a nut? Were you a wolf? Where are we going here, Billy?
He was a charming nut, Lisa.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so we met, and so Billy went to Motown, and they liked his voice. They said, well, we're going to, what they would do here in Los Angeles is they had these different producers, and they would take aspiring artists into the studio and cut some songs on them and send the songs back to Detroit, and then the people in Detroit would decide whether or not they felt it was a hit, if they felt like the artist was somebody that they wanted to work with.
Oh, isn't that something?
Right. So so now Billy's in this line that he was talking about, and he's waiting for one of the producers to take him into the studio. And in the meantime, he and Lamont start talking about forming a singing group for a hobby. Right, baby?
Yes.
Just like a garage band kind of thing. When you say hobby, you're talking about just, you know, let's get together and sing a song.
You know, just for fun.
Yeah.
You know? And we did, because I didn't really want to be in a group. I had been in a group before, and you know, one of the major problems with a group is that everybody in the group is not dedicated to the craft like you are.
Right. Oh,
and,
sure.
And so that becomes a big problem.
Right.
You know, and so I told him, I said, well, yes, it's just going to be a hobby, because once I get with Motown, I'm gone, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of those groups were like doo-wop, sing on the corner types of groups, mm-hmm. you know. That's what we were all doing, because the groups were out there, you know, making hits, and they were it was just fun to rehearse and try to recreate the sounds that they were making, you know.
Yes.
Amazing. That's
and
really
so that's
interesting.
How the Fifth Dimension started as a little hobby doo-wop group.
Yeah, but the whole thing is when we got started, we wasn't doo-wop. You know, we took another road. We
yes.
started really singing harmonies and I mean intricate harmonies and singing all kind of jazz things and it became more than just like one of the groups that just sang regular harmonies.
And the things that we were doing in our rehearsal time sounded pretty good. So Lamont mm-hmm. says, well, let's take this to Motown and see if they want to record us. And we're saying, Lamont, this is supposed to be a hobby.
Yes, right.
You know, isn't that's amazing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, wait a minute, I just need to back you guys up a little bit, and I want to let everybody know that you're tuned into Anything Goes, and we're speaking to Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis, Jr. You're telling me that, I mean, there are so many aspiring artists today. Are you telling me that if you had just something going on, you had the opportunity to record a song for Motown and then people would actually listen to it?
Well, actually, what would happen is that you'd go in and, you know, Motown had all kinds of artists coming in and wanting mm-hmm. to be heard.
Yeah, I would think.
The record business was so different then, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
you'd go in and if they liked you, if they felt like you had something that maybe would appeal to the powers that be in Detroit, then they would have little. They had little budgets where they could go into the studio and cut a song on you and send it back there and say, "What do you think?" And they might listen and say, "Stop wasting our money on people."
So, but there were audition days or something where you could like go and just do this thing. I'm just trying to figure out how one got that opportunity.
Well, you'd go. First of all, you had to know somebody.
Yes. Okay, all right. Yes. That's
you had
always
to know
the
somebody,
case.
And then that somebody, after they heard you audition, and they figured you could really produce, then they would take you into the studio.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All
right.
So
it wasn't that easy. I mean, you really had to have connections. I mean, you always have to have connections.
Right.
You know, and fortunately, we had this connection, and they heard the group, and we did go into the studio and cut a couple of songs, mm-hmm. and they sent them back east. And the when they had the listening sessions at Motown, they said, "Yeah, this isn't it." So that was kind of like the end of that. But the producers really believed in us,
huh.
and that's how we met our manager, the man who was going to become the group's manager, Mark Gordon, who was running the West Coast Motown office.
Huh.
But then he left Motown, and then he came to the group and said, "I like you guys. I believe in you. I think I can do something with you. I want to manage you." And so now all of a sudden we feel like, wow.
Yeah, we felt like we kind of made it here. You know, we got the president of Motown wanting to manage us. So
right.
You know, he said, "I could really do something with you guys," and we believed him. And the good thing we did, because we started really. Doing some things. He knew Johnny Rivers, who had his own record label.
Okay.
And Johnny Rivers was recording for Liberty Records at the time, and he was having success. So they gave him a production deal, which allowed him to go out and find some artists to record on his label.
Huh.
And Mark knew him, and they got together. Mark said, "By the way, I got this group that I've been that I'm managing. And I'd like for you to hear him." And then we went in the studio with Johnny and ended up with our first single, "Go Where You Want to Go."
That's amazing.
Also, Mark Gordon was the man who introduced Johnny Rivers to a new aspiring, talented songwriter by the name of Jimmy Webb.
Right.
Oh.
And so that's how all of that came together.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Webb wrote Up and Away and played it for the group, and we loved it. And we recorded it, and that ended up being our, you know, our first really huge I mean, up, Go Where You Want to Go was our first top 20 record.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it didn't really establish the Fifth Dimension's name or sound. It wasn't until Up, Up, and Away that people really began to know who we were.
Right, absolutely.
And we always talk about Up, Up, and Away as being the happy song from 1967.
Yes,
you know, Pharrell Williams and the success he's had with Happy.
Oh.
And we said, well, you know, Up, Up, and Away was the happy song of 1967.
That's an interesting way to think about it.
Right.
Let me say this. That now, Jimmy knew the people at Motown probably before we did because he was going to Motown trying to get some of his songs recorded. So that's how Mark knew to take Jimmy to Johnny Rivers.
That's so interesting. You know, I didn't get a chance to talk to Jimmy about that because he's such a country boy.
Yes, from Oklahoma.
I mean, the idea that that's where he was trying to hit is just fascinating to me.
Right. Well,
yes.
You know, everybody, I mean, Motown was doing some exciting things.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, who wanted to get into the business felt like, well, maybe Motown was the direction for them.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, you know, Jimmy did get one of his songs done by Motown, and because at the time I think Billy Eckstein was
recording with Motown.
Recorded
right.
with Motown.
Okay.
A song called "Didn't We?"
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So that was the place to be. Well, of course, I mean it's iconic, absolutely iconic. And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery speaking to Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. They're going to be doing a gig called Solid Gold Christmas at the South Orange Performing Arts Center this coming two Thursdays from now, December 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tip for tickets, you can call 973-313-2787. And you can get more information about McCoo and Davis by logging onto their website, mccoodavis.com, and you can buy their CDs and their book. You've got a book, speaking of Up, Up, and Away.
Yes.
That's right.
Well,
yes.
You know, after Billy and I had been married for, I guess at that time, it was 35 years, and some people have started saying to us, you know, you guys ought to write a book. You should write a book about your marriage. You should write a book about your careers. And we were talking to our manager then, Jason Winters, and saying, Jason, you know, people keep talking to us about writing a book. I mean, what are we going to write about? You know, you look at your life and you think, oh, we don't have anything to say. And he said, are you kidding?
You guys must be crazy. You've been married for 35 years.
Well,
and nobody's been married that long in the industry.
And so we ended up writing the book about our, you know, about our experience of our, you know, going from anonymity to fame, to stardom. Mm-hmm. And but we also wanted to share with people about our relationship because we felt like people need encouragement because so many marriages are falling apart. And we felt like, well, we had something to share with them to at least tell them how we were working it out. And trust me, we had enough. We had had enough challenges in our own relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that we would want to put out a book just talking about ourselves. And we, if we can't put out something that's going to help somebody, through life that benefit them, then there's enough books out there for just glorifying yourself and talking about your life, and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. We don't need to do that.
So what are the top three tips in Up, Up, and Away, How We Found Love, Faith, and Lasting Marriage in the Entertainment World? Top three. Can you narrow it down?
Well, one of the first tips is friendship.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't, you know, marry your friend. Make sure you like the person you're getting ready to marry. You know, a lot of times we tell people that, and we'll say, well, do you like this person you're getting ready to marry? And they look at us like we're crazy, and it's like, what do you mean, do I like him? I love him.
Yeah, right.
And we said, no. That's fine. We know you love each other. Do you like each other?
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I think our friendship is now stronger now than it was even then, because a lot of times we'll go out to dinner with friends, and they'll say, don't let them sit by themselves. Split them up because we won't get the chance to talk to them.
That's wonderful. That's terrific, Billy. I like that a lot.
Right.
All right, number two.
Number two, well, our faith is very important to us. And we feel like, you know, that saying, the family that prays together stays together?
Stays together, yes.
Okay.
And we feel like that's very important.
Yeah.
And number three, you've got to understand what each other wants in their own lives. And, you know, if you're going to spend your life together, you've got to give each other space. and space so, to explore some of the things that are important to them.
Yes, and support one another in their whatever it is that they want to do in life. You know, you got to be there for them. You know, like you're there for anybody else. You want to be there for your spouse too.
Lovely. All right. Well, I got. Can you guys stick around? I'd like to play a cut from Marilyn's White Christmas album. You're not on this one, Billy?
No, actually, Marilyn did that one by herself.
Okay. Well, that's an excellent segue from what you were just saying, right, Billy? You got to be supportive of your partner when they want to go.
That's right.
All right. So you guys can stick around for a little while?
Sure. Yes, we can.
Okay. Terrific. And I've got the White Christmas queued up, Marilyn. You want to set it up for us?
Oh, White Christmas. Okay. Well, you know, we love doing this Christmas show because it brings back wonderful memories, you know, of our childhood and takes us into, you know, Christmas time is when you really, it's a time of family and happiness and pleasant memories. And White Christmas, I think, is just one of the great songs that helps us to remember those things.
Okay, and I just want to let everybody know that we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets not only to see Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. at the South Orange Performing Arts Center, but they have generously shared with us autographed copies of their Up and Away book, as well as their live CD and the White Christmas CD you're about to hear, and you get to go backstage and hang with them and get a picture. So you got to just stick around, and after the interview, when you hear me play something from these guys, that's when you want to call 201-692-2012 after the interview. But we'll be back with more from Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. after this track of Marilyn McCoo and White Christmas here on Anything Goes.
Stay tuned for Anything Goes with Lee Savory. This is Frank Sinatra Jr. speaking.
Dreaming of a white Christmas as the
Hey, this is Sesame Street's Bob McGrath on Anything Goes with Lise Avery, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
And Bob will be coming in and co-hosting with me on the 15th of December, so make sure you put that on your dance card right now. We are speaking with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., original stars of The Fifth Dimension, and of course a duo who had immediate success with You Don't Have to Be a Star to Be in My Show. They're going to be performing at the South Orange Performing Arts Center on Thursday, December 18th, 7:30 p.m. with their Solid Gold Christmas show. You're still there, you guys?
We are here.
Oh, yes, we are
here. Oh, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. I'm sure you have many, many things to do, and you're doing your Solid Gold Christmas show. You're touring all over the place with that?
Yes, well, we're going to be out for about a week this time, and we're excited about it because we get it. You know what we do is we give the audience we do two halves to the show, and the first half is we're going to sing our hits, of course, the songs that people when they come to see you they hope that you're going to sing this song and that song and Up and Away and Aquarius and of course we're going to do the songs that people know us for.
Okay.
The second half is our Christmas celebration, and we just have such a good time. We sing, of course, a lot of the old standards, the favorites that everybody wants to hear, and we sing some of the more contemporary Christmas songs.
That's right, and I'm going to even sing a blues Christmas song.
Which one, Billy?
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, right.
Which one?
Merry Christmas, Baby.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Absolutely, and we're going to do a wonderful quartet version of a song, of a song that people know. That's a Christmas celebration song from Charlie Brown.
We
have all kinds of interesting things, different things that we're going to be presenting.
Vince Guaraldi.
Hmm?
Vince Guaraldi, I think, composed a lot of that music from the Charlie Brown Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Very nice. And you guys had a TV show for a number of years called Solid Gold, speaking of Solid Gold Christmas.
Well, I had the opportunity to host that show for 5 years, which was just so much fun, and Billy came on many times.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. Solid Gold.
So what else is new and exciting that you want all of us to know coming up for you?
Well, you know, we released a few months ago a live CD that we've been very excited about, and we hadn't done a live CD since we had recorded with the Fifth Dimension.
Mm-hmm. No kidding! That's double CD set that you guys sent me, right?
I'm sorry.
The double CD set.
That's
yes,
right.
That's
yes.
The one. That's
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
And what was exciting about that was that Billy and I co-executive produced that project, so we started getting into newer areas that we felt we wanted to do, and we wanted to have product out there, and we wanted it to represent the things that we felt were music important to us today. And so we just had a lot of fun with that, and we've been getting a lot of wonderful response off that.
Yes.
Wonderful,
yes,
wonderful. And I want everyone to know this is their live double album, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., and if you want more information about this album or the Christmas album that we just played of Marilyn's or Up, Up, and Away, the book, or anything else, or, of course, where they're going to be appearing, you can log on to mccoodavis.com. And I thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much for making time for us and waking up
Absolutely.
Early to spend time
thank
with us here on Anything
Please
Goes.
Lise, can I just say I am so looking forward to Billy and me performing at the South Orange Performing Arts Center because, you know, I was born in New Jersey.
I did not know that.
Tell us where.
I was born in Jersey City.
Jersey City is a stone's throw away from here.
At the Margaret Haig Maternity Hospital.
I can name the hospital where I was born in Flushing, too.
The
Horace Harding. There you go. And what about you, Billy? Are you from Jersey City?
No, I'm not from Jersey. I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, that's right. You already told us that.
Yes.
You already told us that. All right, then. Well, thank you so much, you guys. I hope you will keep my contact information so that you can reach out next time you want to spend some time with Anything Goes listeners. And I do appreciate your generosity in not only the tickets, but having people come back and meet you and do photo ops and stuff. I know that people are going to be very excited.
We are so looking forward
to meeting
a lot of our fans, you know, people that are on Facebook. And, you know, a lot of times you can finally put the name and the face together, and that's always fun. Right.
I know that feeling. I know it so well.
Absolutely.
I know it so well. All righty. Thank you
Lee,
so much. It was a pleasure to meet you.
God bless you. Yes.
Have another cup of coffee or something.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We will. Take care.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
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 And, I do want to say that right now, that now that the interview is over, ladies and germs, the next time you hear me play a cut from the Fifth Dimension, that's the time to call 201-692-2012. We'll give one pair of tickets away, and then there'll be a pause, and then we'll wait for another song from the Fifth Dimension. The lucky winner will receive a pair of tickets to see Marilyn and Billy at the South Orange Performing Arts Center, 1 Sopac Way in South Orange, New Jersey, and an autographed copy of their book, Up, Up, and Away, autographed copies of their live CD, as well as their White Christmas CD, and the opportunity to go backstage and visit with Marilyn and Billy and take a photo, okay? So that's the next time you hear me play a cut from The Fifth Dimension. Right now, we're going to keep the music coming at you with Mr. Sammy Davis, Jr.
You